Ash race two. Well, that was something for the viewers to watch at home and for the thousands of people here on the circuit as well. What a ding-dong you had with Tom Ingram.
Yeah, it was proper old-school touring car racing, wasn't it? But am I okay with it? I mean, you've got to have a car whip to overtake. There was a lot of grass involved from Tom's side. I squeezed onto the grass a few times. So maybe not the cleanest from his side. Almost a bit of desperation that we've been eating away at his points lead during the day. So we're going to do that in race three and take it all back.
You were flashing your lights at him, which I've seen Tom do on a number of occasions to you. Was that a bit of payback?
It wasn't really a payback. It was more just to let him know it's not. I didn't think that was on. But look, I'll have to either return the favour or let the bus sort out. No, I'm joking. But look, for me, it's just full focus on race three. You had a really good points haul. 5 out of 5 podiums.
Yeah,
no driver here can say they've done that this year so far, so I'm pleased with
him. Absolutely. He had a little bit more hybrid than you. Were you conscious of that as well?
It's so powerful, you just can't do much about it. I mean, when I get... The problem was the safety car. Yeah. We had that race comfortably into second, but safety car comes out, you bunch back up, you've got 2 more laps than me. That's nearly a second round here. I can't find a second in the car over that duration, so it's a tough ask to stay ahead. I think we would have, like I said, if the safety car didn't come out. So a little bit miffed about that, but ultimately we're going to start ahead of him in this last one. We've got the soft tyre, going to make the most of it.
Let's hope Colin's been kind on the draw then.
Exactly that, fingers crossed.
Well done.
Cheers, then.